Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere. You're at baggage claim, and you get a motion alert. Check live view and see a guy looking in your car window. Luckily, you've got floodlight cam. So you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest. Problem solved. Home protected. Bag on its way. With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere. Learn more at ring.com.
Deborah had to have surgery.
I had hip surgery in November of 2024.
Her United Healthcare nurse, Crystal, checked on her.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell that she was struggling.
Deborah needed help.
My infection markers were through the roof.
And Crystal knew what to do.
I called the hospital and said she's coming in.
And got Deborah the help she needed.
Crystal and United Healthcare saved my life.
Hear more stories like Deborah's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and/or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
I hate the Eagles, but they taught us something that, like, not taught us, but they're putting us through something that we need to get put through. And I'm glad, like I said, I'm glad that it's happening this early in the season because it's only going to make us for later on in the season. You never know what's going to happen when it comes to those times in the playoffs where we need to dig down deep and find ourselves. And every man in this locker room is going to be able to do that now because of this experience here.
The voice of Kyren Williams, running back for the Rams. He's going through it.
He was salty.
Yeah, I hate the Eagles, he said.
Yeah, with a patch.
Yeah, I get it. I mean, I get why he does. Three times in a row, the Eagles have beaten them with him on the field. Not great for him. We might see that matchup again, Hugh. If I had a guess, sometime in mid-January, Eagles-Rams for the fourth time in a year.
Yeah, that might happen. That's what he's banking on.
Yeah.
The way he was talking, he's banking on seeing us again. So, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I think the Eagles would beat him, but I wouldn't mind avoiding them. They've given us our toughest games.
They've learned from every time they played us. They've learned and gotten a little better.
Well, in the last two games, I mean, literally came down to the final play of the game.
Yeah, they're a thorn. Yeah. They're definitely a thorn.
Yeah, they're a good team. And we'll probably see them again coming up in late January. All right, 215-592-9494. We're coming up in a few minutes. We'll let you hear Nick Sirianni on with the morning show earlier today. First, though, we go to Terrence in Springfield. What's up, Terrence?
Terrence!
Huge old Kyle, what's up, man?
Terrence, what's up, pal?
Guys, first of all, that game last night was a crazy game. We got to give props to the Hutchinson. He was all over the field.
Yeah.
Last year, this guy like a twig. His leg was hanging like a twig. And yet, last night, this dude was doing everything. I'm like, how do you go from in less than a year from your leg hanging like a twig to doing all that, man? But
They sacked Lamar seven times. Yeah, Terrence, I feel like early in the season we've talked about threats to the Eagles. You know, the Packers have been a hot name. Obviously, the Rams.
The Lions are still there.
But, the Lions are still there. There was a rush to say, oh, they're going to miss Ben Johnson and Aaron Glenn. They got a lot of good football players in that team. They're going to be part of this thing down the stretch.
Yeah, man, but let's get to these Eagles, Joe. They have to stop being conservative. You have a Ferrari. Let's go now these times. The Eagles are like, the first 2.5 weeks is like having a Ferrari and you got to park in your garage collecting dust for weeks and weeks and weeks.
Weeks and weeks.
And you don't drive it.
Yeah,
you don't drive it, Hugh.
Yeah, that's crazy.
That's what the Eagles were doing, man. You got a Ferrari and you're not using it. Balance, 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 Joe. Keep the defense off balance. Man, Jalen Hurts can throw. He can throw, guys. This conservative crap that we've been doing the last 2 weeks has led to this choppy offense. And the players are saying it. The players are saying stop being conservative. They can see what's out there on the field. They can see the defense. So why don't the coaches see this?
Terrence, that's where I agree with Hugh to an extent. I could see at halftime or the third quarter, Jalen and the offense going up to Petula and say, man, we got to open it up. Like, let us cook a little bit here. We got this. You know, let's call some plays down the field. That I believe.
Yeah.
But the idea that Hugh Douglas is, you know, conspiracy theory. That's a bit rich for me. All right, go ahead, Terrence.
Well, Joe, veteran coordinators would kill to have this offense, man. Like,
sure.
This offense is a potent offense. There's no reason why this offense shouldn't be explosive. Guys, in 2022, Shane Steichen had Jalen throwing the ball all over the field, right?
Mm-hmm.
And cool to him, too, because we might have to start calling him the QB Whisperer because he got Daniel Jones over there playing out of his mind right now. He's balling. But there's no way this offense shouldn't be explosive right now. Like, don't dummy the offense down, because when you dummy the offense down, the defense is looking at the offense like we're dumb, like we're not using, like we're not using our tools. So we're dumbing down the offense for the defense to just key in on these conservative plays, handing off on third and eight. And guys, I love ESP, man. And I heard ESP say the other day that it's the same offense that Petullo's been here for years. So why the first 2.5 weeks did the offense look like this if Petullo's been here and it's not him?
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere. You're at baggage claim, and you get motion alert. Check live view and see a guy looking in your car window.
Luckily, you've got floodlight cam. So you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest. Problem solved. Home protected. Bag on its way. With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere. Learn more at ring.com.
Deborah had to have surgery.
I had hip surgery in November of 2024.
Her United Healthcare nurse, Crystal, checked on her.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell that she was struggling.
Deborah needed help.
My infection markers were through the roof.
And Crystal knew what to do.
I called the hospital and said she's coming in.
And got Deborah the help she needed.
Crystal and United Healthcare saved my life.
Hear more stories like Deborah's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and/or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
Well, he's part of it. No, we have this thing we never want to blame the coordinators. Now, Terrence, he wasn't good the first couple weeks, and he wasn't good in the first half. Now they changed it in the second half. By the way, the poll is now 50-50. Who do you believe when it comes to who was calling plays the second half, Hugh Douglas or Nick Sirianni? So, it's not going the right way. All right, speaking of the head coach, who we should probably believe on this, he was on the morning show today. Here is Nick Sirianni, if you missed it earlier.
Nick Sirianni, he is, as always, every Tuesday, brought to us by Bud Light. The Bud Light Eagles away game party is this Sunday at Union Jacks in Glenside. Love Glenside, near where I grew up in Huntington Valley. Hey, hang with Ava Graham and score tickets to an Eagles game and signed Eagles items. The 3-0 head coach of the Philadelphia Eagles, Nick Sirianni. Good morning, Nick.
Hey, good morning, guys.
Nick, hi, congratulations coach. On, you know, that win. Let's listen to it. You obviously didn't get to hear Merrill's call in the moment, but we all have heard it many times. Let's listen again at the way the game ended.
The ball is spotted. The kick is away. It's blocked! It's blocked! It's picked up by the Eagles. Running with it is Davis. 30, 20, 10, 5. Touchdown! Game over! Jordan Davis.
Are you kidding me?
Blocked him again.
Are you kidding me?
Blocked him again. Have you ever seen anything like this?
No! I haven't, actually. Nick, it's been 2 days. What's your reaction when you hear that?
That's cool. That's a cool. Merrill's really good. Mike Quick's really good at what they do. I know they bring a lot of people joy in those games announcing it. So that was cool to hear. Thanks for playing that for us. Obviously an unbelievable moment. We want to do a lot of things better, so we don't put ourselves in that scenario where you need to block that. But, you know, it was a incredible play. The play that they blocked it the time before was an incredible play, and it's just our players going out and making plays. You know, before the first field goal that we blocked, you know, I clicked over to special teams, you know, making sure the count was right. We had the right people on the field, all this and that. And I just said, hey, can we get this one? And Coach Clay goes, yeah. Yeah, yes, we can, and bam, we block it. And I am the least superstitious person in the world. I don't believe in it. I don't think about it because I just there's a lot of reasons why I don't think that way. But on the last one, I remember clicking over again. I'm like, count good. Yeah, we're ready. I'm gonna ice this guy here. Okay, we ice the kicker. And I'm like, gosh, I think I got to say it again. So I go, hey, can we get this one? He's like, yeah.
That's great.
Played into what I don't usually like to play into is the superstition.
He's developing a habit.
If you hadn't have done that, he wouldn't have blocked the kick.
Let me tell you something, Nick. Analytics don't support superstition, but human instinct does.
That's how silly it is, guys. Like me asking if we had a chance to block it had nothing to do with us blocking it, and I'm very aware of that.
That's great.
That's amazing.
That is great.
So when the special teams phase, that speaks for itself. The offensive phase, it was sort of the tale of two halves. In the second half, the hurry-up offense, why did that work so well against the Rams? And how much input does Jalen have on the plays and the routes called in that hurry-up situation?
Yeah, you know, obviously we talk about everything on the sideline. Hey, Kevin's talking to Jalen. Hey, we're gonna go on the ball. You know, if it presents itself, and hey, I'm thinking this, and this. Jalen is sitting there listening and saying, yeah, like that. Maybe I don't like this, and you know, that's stuff that goes, that happens in a game.
What do you like?
You know,
what do you like?
What do you like? But that happens all week too. You know,
right.
That's something that you're preparing for all week. And so, really good. You know, we've operated well out of hurry up. You know, I think the question would be like, well, why not earlier? Well, you know, there's situations in the game that can dictate that, you know, sometimes it's hard to go hurry up when you're not successful on first down. You know, or if you have a negative play or it's an incomplete pass or whatever it may be, you got to get it going a little bit. And that pass to AJ on that, you know, to kind of get us going on just the, on that little out route there to start things off was huge. And then it got the momentum going and we were able to get on the ball and go. But no huddle is always a portion of our offense, always something that we think about, in different, and no huddle can look a lot of different ways. And so I just thought, you know, it was a really good job by our players executing in that. And, you know, you would say, I don't want to say it's chaos, but it's like, you know, controlled chaos, which is football, right? You know, the controlled chaos of it, you know, getting on the line, calling the play, getting the call from the sideline, Jalen communicating that call from the, you know, to everybody else. And we did a really good job. I thought the coaches did an excellent job adjusting to it and getting, you know, getting to that to give us a spark. And obviously the thing that game could have got well out of hand, right, with the way that, you know, we coached and that we played in the first half. But the defense, you know, just kept getting stops. You know,
yeah.
one of those turns into seven, you know, one of those field goals turns into seven, and that's, you know, that's going to be tough to, you know, came down to the wire, obviously. That'd be tough to come back and dig yourself out of that hole. The play I really thought about was that, you know, Jalen Carter gets through the line of scrimmage, gets held on third and two. They score a touchdown. Ball goes back to the 10. We play good red zone defense there, and it ends up in a field goal. So, you know, we had four of those down there, which was really critical to keep the game close, to allow us to be able to do that until we got going on offense.
I can't believe I'm even asking this because I am such a huge fan of the run game, but had our offense become too run-focused prior to the second half of that Rams game?
You know, I think what it was is, and we haven't been, you know, we haven't been great on first down, and that doesn't necessarily mean that, you know, either run or pass, like, you know, we got to coach better, we got to play better, but we've been behind the sticks a little bit on those things. We haven't been efficient, I guess to say, and particularly in that game, we haven't been efficient on first down, which puts us behind a little bit. And that could be inefficient with a pass, it could be inefficient with a run. We're always going to do what we think is best to help us win the football game. In this game, it was to throw it a bunch. You know, next game it could be to throw it a bunch too. It could be, you know, let's see how that plays out. It could be that we run it a bunch. You know, how I always say we'll do whatever we need to do to win the game, but we need to be efficient on first down. And if that's a run, if that's a pass, if that's a play action pass, if that's a screen. We got to get better there, so we're not putting ourselves, you know, behind. Because I think when we're looking at it, when we're behind the sticks there, that's when our punts are coming, when we're not being efficient there, particularly on first down.
Nick, I'm curious if it's tough to manage when you have players and star players at times that want to do something a certain way and you may want to go a different way. I want to play some audio for you of Jalen Hurts. This was right after the game. Listen to what Jalen said on Fox to Pam Oliver.
It's like you guys said later for this, whatever happened in that first half, forget about it. Let's go and show who we are.
We play so many styles of football. We're in that first half. We got to get out of this plan not to lose. We got to come out aggressive and play our game. You saw our game in the second half.
So to the question John was just talking about, and we've been talking about it today, is the team too conservative on offense? But you guys always win. And then there's the internal discussions you have to have, obviously, with the guys on what is the best way to do it. And I'm sure there's disagreements at times. How do you manage that when players want to do one thing and you want to do something else?
See, I think what you guys are – I heard the first part of that, too. There was another question that Pam asked. And Jalen, you know, I think if you just cut out one area of it, you can make it look how you want it to look. But there's the first part of it, you know, he's talking – I can't remember exactly what he said, but – I listen to both him and AJ. Like, I think that we don't live in a blame world in here. We try. There's so many things that happen outside of a football building. You guys would know this. There's so many things that happen outside of a football building that is not in our DNA in a football building when you're on a team. And you know, Jalen right there. And I know what I like. You guys have to ask them and all that. But I know that they aren't living in a blame game. And it's because he's saying we all are responsible, coaches, players, to get the thing rolling. And so I didn't take either of those comments in that manner. We talked all week about attacking, and you know, kind of coming off that Kansas City game, that we needed to dictate things to them. To the defense and not let the defense dictate stuff to us as an offense. And that was Kevin's message. That was my message. That was Jalen's message. That was our entire offense's message, is let's be on the attack. Being on the attack can look many different ways, right? It can look like the two zone reads that you saw Jalen pull around the corner, one for 17 yards, one for 10 yards. It could be, you know, throwing the football, which I think everybody, you know, because we haven't thrown the football a lot the first 2 weeks, or for a lot of yards, or whatever, however you want to say it. I think a lot of people on the outside of this building can look at that as, you know, critical. I know with my conversations with them that they know we're all in this together, and we're trying to figure it out together. We're doing everything we can do to win every single game and find ways to get better from that. Yeah. And that's just not – when I say – you know, get better. That's just not players. Like, I'm never up there saying, hey, this is what, one of the first things I like to do when I go up there is say the things I mess up during a game, and the, you know, to the players, because we're all in this thing together and trying to get it rolling together. So we don't live by the same rules as outside the building. We're a team, and I love this team. And I think what you saw from this team, I thought we played incredibly with incredible mental toughness in this game. You know, you're on the ground, you're in a boxing match, you get knocked down. It just kept getting up. It just kept getting up and kept fighting, and good things happened. I thought we played incredible together football, the way that we celebrated together, the way that we, you know, sometimes when you're going through the adversities that you go through, that's the things that brings teams together. That win helped us come together. Sure. You can see that, how they celebrate together. So now there's definitely some detail things we got to clean up, but I saw an incredible team effort and of getting that going. And so that's why I know, and they felt it. We talked about it after the game, individually as a team. So that's why I know those comments are not as perceived, and I get it. You can make it look how
sure.
You
well, Nick,
look
Nick,
it,
to be, let me,
not perceived.
Yeah, if I could just say, Nick, I wasn't trying to indicate that they were complaining or criticizing.
I
admire the way they went about it. I think they were just pointing out there may be a different way to do it, and they were just broaching that. Yeah.
I thought how AJ, you know, because obviously AJ got asked that question a lot this week. I thought he handled that with such maturity, yep. such grace, you know, because he is a superstar. Jalen is a superstar. And they want to do things that affect the game. But they also know things that they do without the ball in their hands affects the game. I know that we have such a highly competitive team that just desires to win and play for each other. That's why I love this team.
Coach, you mentioned the team does a great job not assigning blame. How do you handle assigning the blame when there's another taunting penalty from Jalen Carter? What else needs to be said in that situation?
Yeah, we had three of those, you know, so not just Jalen, but obviously he's had another one before that, but you know, we had three of those and that's the same thing, the same way we talk about it. Obviously I'll keep all those conversations in house, but you know, nothing's off limits after a game. You probably, if you guys would have came in here yesterday on Monday, you would have thought, did they win this game based off of how the tape was going? And yeah. But that's when you can get so much across, is when you play, when you win the game, but you didn't play to your standards. And I'd say detail-wise, and detail, what I mean is, you know, the fundamentals, being on the same page, and then also, you know, the pre or post whistle penalties. You know, those are discussed as a team in front of everybody. And sometimes they're discussed with individuals. In this case, it was both. And we have to, you know, we have to be able to play with the incredible emotion that, like, go back to the Kansas City game last week and the emotion on the sideline after Andrew Nakuba's interception. You know, go to this game and there's a 3rd and 10 that AJ catches the ball and Saquon's sprinting down to get a block and he fist pumps and was going crazy after the conversion. I got goosebumps thinking about it. And then the celebration in the end zone after the walk-off field goal block. You want to play with showing great energy as a football team is important because it shows how much the team is together, in my opinion. But we have to be able to reel that in, understand that the league is, and rightfully so, is trying to pull back on any of the taunting, any of the trash talk that's happening in there. We have to play within the rules of the game. And so there's this fine line of playing with extreme emotion, you know, while also, you know, playing under the rules of the game with how they're dictating the game this year, you know. So, because they're refereeing that they're tighter. They just are. And we know that. And that's why, you know, that's why the detail on us on that portion of it has to be better. We talked about it as a team yesterday. Obviously won't get into the talking points, but yeah.
Hey, Nick, good luck versus Tampa. I know it's going to be hot. It's a tough one. Tampa's a good team. Pickle juice, if you don't know about it. Andy pulled it out in 2000. Eagles got a big win in Dallas 25 years ago with pickle juice aiding on a hot day.
I remember that.
Whatever it takes. Well, and Nick, I'm sorry.
Always a pleasure coming on, guys. Thanks for having me.
You got it, Nick. Stay well. Good luck on Sunday. All right, there he is, Eagles head coach Nick Sirianni.
All right, there it was this morning, Sirianni on the morning show. See, Hugh, a couple things. One, a pickle juice reference. Maybe they're going to bring out the pickle juice on Sunday.
They got way better technology now. They ain't going to use it.
Yeah, pickle juice is fun, though. Yeah, also, Sirianni explaining Jalen had input. Said, these are the plays I like, these are the plays I don't like for the game plan and the play caller, Kevin Petullo, in the second half. Another direct response to Tinfoil at Douglas over here.
No, you changed the play. That is not game set match.
Mm-hmm. Nope. Yeah. It's a bit of route now at this point.
This is where my vision and me vibrating on a high level kind of trumps everything y'all saying.
Yeah.
Why do you think that Coach Sirianni would throw the guy under the bus that he handpicked, that he co-signed for at the beginning of the season?
Why would he take away play calling from that guy 2.5 games into the season?
Because he was blowing it, and we needed that game. Okay. We needed that. So he's like, listen here, you little fella.
Come on, big guy.
I make it worse every time.
But
the bottom line is this. He said, "We'll get back. We'll let you do this next week. But this week, I got this."
Yeah, so he emasculated him in front of the team.
He didn't. That's the thing. He didn't do it in front of the team. He did it. He went behind closed doors and he slapped him.
Then he came out. Yeah, but you've told everyone on the air all week, so you've emasculated him now.
Well, it's an embellishment and it's a reckless speculation. When you recklessly speculate, let me tell you how recklessly speculating works. When you do that,
yeah.
you add a little spice to the story to get people to listen. You know, because when I said slap, I guarantee you, when I said slap him, there were people that were kind of like half-ass listening to the show. But when I said slap somebody, they was like, oh, wait a minute, who are you talking about?
You know, it's one of those things where, like, you turn it up and then you text your friend. Hugh Douglas said they slap Petula across the face at halftime.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. You add a little hot sauce to the story to make it better.
Doesn't recklessly speculating imply that you don't know? You're just
I'm literally
okay. But then afterwards, you go, I'm right. See,
and I feel like it because it ain't no other way you
because
can explain.
You know what he's living. He's living his truth. Everyone,
yeah, I'm living my truth.
Yeah, I'm not. 215-592-9494. All right, right back to all your phone calls coming up, and we'll give you a couple injury updates. One of Hugh's guys could be getting a shot this week, and a pretty significant player looks to be out for the Bucs. It's big news for the Eagles. That's coming up next. All your phone calls. Well, Midday Show, Sports Radio 94 WIP.
You know, Hatfield just dropped two new bacon flavors you got to try. First up, we got the cracked pepper thick cut bacon. Black pepper coated and full of bold taste. Then there's the Black Forest thick cut bacon, smoked to perfection with a touch of sweetness. Whether you're frying it up for breakfast or stacking it on a BLT, both of these bacons pack a lot of flavor. I know I had both of them. They're very, very good. Bacon is serious business around these parts, baby. And nobody does it better than Hatfield. Visit simplyhatfield.com for a retail location near you. Hatfield, better care, better pork.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere. You're at baggage claim, and you get emotion alert. Check live view and see a guy looking in your car window. Luckily, you've got floodlight cam, so you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest. Problem solved, home protected, bag on its way. With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere. Learn more at ring.com.
Heather is a nurse practitioner from United Healthcare.
We meet patients wherever they live.
During a house call, she found Jack had an issue.
Jack's blood pressure was dangerously high.
It was 217 over 110.
So they got Jack to the hospital and got him the help he needed.
He had had a stent placed in his heart, preventing a massive heart attack.
If it wasn't for my guardian angel, I wouldn't be here.
Hear more stories like Jack's at unitedhealthcare.com. Benefits, features, and/or devices vary by plan. Area limitation and exclusions apply.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
FanDuel's getting you ready for the NFL season with an offer you won't want to miss. New customers can bet just $5 and get $300 in bonus bets if you win. That's right, pick a bet $5, and if it wins, you'll unlock $300 in bonus bets to use all across the app. You can build parlays, bet player props, ride the live lines, whatever your style, FanDuel has you covered. The NFL season's almost here. The only question is, are you ready to play? Visit FanDuel.com/sportsfan to download the FanDuel app today and get started.
Must be 21 plus and present in Ohio. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. A bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.